This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Dr. Michael Osner, is one of America's leading advocates for heart disease prevention. He's written a number of books, including his latest, which is The Mediterranean Diet. Sorry, I don't even have the title in front of me. Dr. Osner, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about your book and the research you've done.
Well, I have been interested in the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle as a way of reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, both heart attack and stroke, really for the past 25 years. And the one thing that I could say about the Mediterranean diet is that we have more evidence, more clinical trial evidence, more scientific evidence that this type of dietary pattern and lifestyle has been shown in peer-reviewed studies to lower the risk of heart attack, lower the risk of stroke, lower the risk of hypertension, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, more so than any other dietary plan study. And many of the things we do in medicine should be based on evidence-based, namely, one can come out with any dietary recommendation, but at the end of the day is what evidence do you have to show that the dietary pattern you recommend actually reduces the risk of disease, whether it be cardiovascular disease or other chronic degenerative diseases, and that is the Mediterranean diet.
I would assume that a lot of people may have heard of the Mediterranean diet, but I would also assume that a lot of people don't understand what the Mediterranean diet is in terms of food, and they probably think of it as a weight loss diet, you know, in the sense that diets, for the most part, conjure up the thought that you're gonna starve yourself, but this is different.
That's right, and that's a very good point. Basically, a Mediterranean diet, which has been around for, of course, thousands of years, is a diet that consists of non-processed food, whole grains instead of processed grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, beans or legumes, olive oil, and we know that fish, especially cold water fish, that brings omega-3 to the table, and in fact even red meat in limited amount. It basically, as I say, if one has to think of an easy way of looking at the Mediterranean diet, is it's food that is not processed. Because what we've come to realize is that the processing of our food supply, not only in North America, but worldwide, is hurting us and indeed killing us. You know, and how is food processed? Well, it's processed with trans fats or hydrogenated oils. It's processed with sugar, including not only sucrose, but high fructose corn syrup. It's processed with too much salt. It's processed with all types of things that we have come to learn is not conducive for good health. And it's one way of looking at nutrition is that we wouldn't dream of taking a gasoline-powered car and pulling into a gas station and putting diesel fuel in our gas tank, because we know that if we did that, we probably wouldn't make it home. Our car is not designed to run on diesel fuel if it's gas-powered. And likewise, we aren't designed to run on this highly processed food that we're eating. And it has led to all types of disease states. And we understand that a nutritional pattern that takes the processing out of the food supply is much healthier. And indeed, it's the primary way that we can help to prevent diseases, including the number one cause of death for men and women worldwide, and that's cardiovascular disease, which encompasses both heart attack and stroke. And this has grown in epidemic proportion, as has insulin resistance and diabetes and obesity, in large part because of our flawed lifestyle, consuming this highly processed food, and lack of exercise and the way we lead our life.
I think you almost made a mistake in calling the book Mediterranean Diet, because I think you kind of get, you know, those people that are focused on diets looking at the book, but really it is a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle change that a lot of people need to make.
Well, you know, the term Mediterranean diet is one that it's been used for, I guess it is a dietary pattern.
Yeah.
And it really is, you're correct. It is a lifestyle. And, you know, I certainly believe that what has happened in the nutrition world is that you turn on the TV on any given day and there's some new fad diet that crops up and guaranteed to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks and, you know, all these sensational claims. And, you know, the streets are littered with all of these diets that have come and gone. And, you know, fad diets just don't work. And I think that for a lot of reasons, you know, not the least of which is the fact that as hunter-gatherers, we were genetically designed to eat from the earth and eat from the sea and eat non-processed food. We understand a lot of what's processed food today is taking fiber out of the food. And, you know, in fact, I could say one of the definitions of fast food is fiberless food. You know, if you look at early man, consume probably 100 grams of fiber a day. We're lucky if we consume 30 grams of fiber. And why did the food industry remove fiber? Well, food lasts longer on the shelf if you take the fiber out. So if you look at packaged foods and bread and all kinds of things you find in the grocery store, it's fiberless food. Very little fiber is left because we know that, you know, certainly by, you know, putting these ingredients such as high fructose corn syrup and salt and trans fats, taking fiber out, you know, food will last longer and it's easier to distribute food around the world. And this is really for a profit business a motive. But if you want to stay healthy, you certainly don't want to eat highly processed, fiberless food. You want to eat food, as I say, whole food from the earth and from the sea. And, you know, certainly, as I say, having red meat is certainly acceptable, assuming that you're not eating highly processed red meat. I think we also have to get away from this idea that, you know, there were two camps. There was this, you know, the low-carb camp versus the low-fat camp, and they were at odds with each other, and it got rather emotional where people would debate these things. Well, you know, I don't have any problem with food that contains fat, because there's, we know that there's essential fat, there's good fat. Omega-3 and omega-6 is essential fat. Our body doesn't make it. We need it for good health. And yet, we can have fats that are harmful to our health. And these are, for instance, trans fats or partially hydrogenated oils that we understand, you know, can certainly lead to an increased risk of heart disease and cancer. Same could be true for too much refined carbohydrates. And, you know, one of the mistakes we made years ago is to make this assumption that, you know, fat was the enemy. So what did the food industry do 30, 40 years ago? They took fat out of the food and they replaced it with refined carbohydrates and sugar. And there's no evidence that replacing saturated fat with refined carbohydrates will lower the risk of heart disease or any other disease state. You know, and I think as a result, we got into trouble. And we started producing foods that, you know, were loaded with refined carbohydrates, and they were packaged with, say, fat-free, heart-healthy. And that was anything but true, because we understand that our body is smart. Our body takes this sugar, and it converts the sugar into fat in the liver. And so really, when you think about it, a low-fat, high-sugar type diet is a high-fat diet. And we also understand that sugar, which is half glucose and half fructose, you know, glucose is used by all cells and all creatures and, you know, on the planet. Fructose, on the other side of the coin, it really behaves like a toxin or a poison in our bloodstream. and it is only taken up by the liver, and it is not used as an energy source by other cells, and as a result, it leads to all of the manifestations of a condition that we call metabolic syndrome, which is obesity and pre-diabetes and metabolic derangements such as high triglycerides and high blood pressure. And how does it do that? Well, the liver converts, as I say, fructose into fat. The liver also increases the amount of fat-containing particles that go to our adipose tissue and lead to obesity. And it even interferes with a hormone that after we have a normal meal, there's a hormone called leptin, which is released, that tells us, okay, we've had a meal, we are now filled up, we have what's called satiety, and we don't need to eat again until lunch or dinner. That isn't present when you consume too much sugar. So we're starting to unravel the mystery of why this high sugar type diet over the last 30 or 40 years has gotten us into trouble, not only across the United States and in North America, but around the world, led to the obesity epidemic.
We're talking with Dr. Osner about his latest book, The Complete Mediterranean Diet. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can improve your health with food.